This is the Uplink Marketing Podcast. My name is Evan Chasteen, and I am the host of this podcast. In this episode, we're going to hear from our two summer 2021 interns, Ben Seegers and Carter Benson. This is a two-part episode. We sat down on their first day of the internship and asked a few questions about marketing, part one, and then sat down with them on their last day in the office together to find out what they've learned, part two. Ben graduated from Cambridge High School and is an incoming freshman at Oregon University. Carter is going into his junior year at Alliance Academy, where he enjoys being on the robotics team. We've loved having Ben and Carter around the office this summer and are so excited to follow on their journey. Let's dive right in. This is a recording with Ben Seegers and Carter Benson, and this is the first day of their internship with Uplink Marketing. We're going to talk a little bit about podcasting and marketing and the summer. So my first question is to both of you. You can pick who answers first. What do you think of when you think of marketing?
I guess I'll go first here. Marketing, I guess, is trying to establish the market and spread out a company or brand into the public eye and trying to get people to choose said brand or product.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, I'd say it's trying to make like a kind of relationship with the customer and the producer, you know, and get the customer, you know, to prefer a certain product over someone else's product.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you guys don't even need the internship. You've got it. You can go get a job anywhere in marketing. So we're going to compare these answers, your answers now to your answers at the end of the summer. What are you hoping to learn this summer?
Just how to, I just want to learn like the ins and outs of marketing and advertising and probably to build websites. That's really just about it.
Cool.
I just want to learn more about it in general and learn the details and see if I like it, which I think I do from what I've been exposed to in school. I want to learn all the various details of building a website, like you said, podcasting. Both of those things really interest me, and I think I'll be interested in the rest of it as well. So I just want to see what I could learn.
Yeah, yeah. What role... You both mentioned websites, which is fun because they seem to always show up in marketing. What role does a website play in accomplishing whatever it is that marketing's trying to accomplish?
Just making it, I guess, easier to access a product. Making it easier for the customer to find it and making it easier to distribute, I guess. Making it easier to sell.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely one of the most important things because as soon as you go on Google or whatever, say you're looking for... water bottles. I don't know why I picked that, but if you type in water bottles, there's going to be thousands of searches. And if you're not in one of those top 5 or 10, you're most likely not going to get any visits unless you do promoting through other sites. But I think that's one of the big things because I know my attention span's not great. And I know most other people's attention spans aren't, they're not going to be searching 27 links for a water bottle.
Yeah, totally. If you could look back and think about your favorite commercials, so commercials, TV advertising would be one channel of marketing. What are your favorite commercials? Why do you think you remember those commercials?
Definitely the Super Bowl commercials. Those ones are like really special.
Which Super Bowl commercial stands out the most to you?
I think someone with piano and a Sprite. Wasn't that one of them?
Like Stevie Wonder playing the piano?
I think Sprite. That
is it. I don't remember that one, but... But Sprite stands out to you. So, yeah. A Sprite commercial. All right.
This is a little bit of a hard topic. I don't watch much TV, and I feel like that's apparent in TV advertisements. They're kind of directed towards an older audience, and I think it works for that. I do watch a lot of baseball, so some of the ones that stand out are the ones that always appear on baseball. It's the same advertisements every night. I'm trying to think. I think it's Verizon did one with AT&T, where they have just a guy representing AT&T pretty much freeloading off some people, and it gets the, in my eyes, there's a type of comedy that I like to refer to as comedy graveyard. After you've seen it 10,000 times and it's been just run into the ground,
yep,
it just makes you laugh.
That's funny. But, yeah, I haven't heard the term comedy graveyard, but I like that. There's something too, probably, to them showing it every night or every game, that repetition, and it's interesting that that's the one that stands out to you. And then you mentioned that TV commercials are probably targeted to an older demographic. Where are you seeing advertisements, or do you think you see advertisements? Do you think you engage with marketing on a daily basis, being in a younger demographic?
Now I do see a lot of advertisements on like websites, like YouTube, and really just anywhere I go, you can see advertisements. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely see advertisements all throughout YouTube, and I know every website you go to. There are some tools to combat that, like ad blocker, but you're still subject to marketing. Maybe me, someone less through just like video ads and whatnot, more so just like sponsorships and promotions that go deeper than just website place.
Yep. All right. What are your favorite brands? What are your favorite companies? And why would they be your favorite companies?
Oh, that's hard. That is a hard one. I feel like me as a person, I'm very critical of a lot of brands, people, which isn't the nicest thing, I understand. But
what do you think of when I say the word brand?
It's really any company, I guess.
Yeah. So it could be like, what are your favorite restaurants, or what are your favorite
stores, or
technologies, clothes, anything like that? You may not even have any favorites. That's okay too.
I mean, I like Kroger, but I work for them, so
that counts.
Yeah.
It's almost more impressive if you like a company and you work for them sometimes, because you get to see behind. Yeah. You know, what goes on behind the scenes, which isn't always the same thing as what's happening on the other side. But I would say that that's just as much a part of the brand as what's happening on the outside.
For brands I like, I would say a lot of accessories to my computer I use are definitely by a company named SteelSeries. They kind of have a gimmick where they use aircraft-grade aluminum to build their products, and that is interesting to me. Mainly, though, when I chose to buy that, I looked at the price point, the actual quality versus everyone else. I feel like what made me choose that is that they're a known brand, and I feel like marketing definitely had everything to do with me getting it, because there could be some no-name company out there that makes a 10 times better product, and it could just be overall better, but...
Yeah, and that company, what did you say the name of it was?
SteelSeries.
SteelSeries, they started out as a no-name brand.
Oh, of course.
And every, brand does. So they climbed an uphill battle to establish themselves. Interesting. Cool. I don't think I have any other questions. Is there anything else you want to say on your very first podcast recording?
I hope I could do more of these. I enjoy podcasts. Not the best speaker in front of a camera, but or live recording, but
you crushed it, Carter. Great job, man. Thanks for being on the podcast. All right. Oh, this is a question I'm going to ask at the end of every podcast. So I'm actually going to edit what I just said and place that at the end of the podcast, and this question is going to go back in before. Okay. Why is marketing important?
I mean, it just really helps someone who wants to sell something, they really get it up front, and they just get people to see it and know about it, I guess.
Marketing is important because it is how consumers perceive the product and brand, and how one product or brand can display themselves to the consumer.
Cool. Love it. Thank you guys for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
That wraps up the first part. Next is the part that was just recorded at the end of the summer. Let's see how our answers have changed.
This is part 2 of our internship podcast with Ben Seegers and Carter Benson. And we're about to jump into our questions. Here we go. Ben and Carter, this has been a great summer having you in the office. Thank you guys so much for the work you've done for Uplink and for Uplink's clients. I hope it's been enjoyable for you. I'm going to jump back in and ask the same questions that we asked in our first podcast, which we recorded your first day in the office 2 months ago, right? 2 months internship. You've been around the office working on some marketing projects. Number one, what do you think of when you think of marketing?
You know, I'll start with this one. When I think of marketing, I still kind of think of my original definition. It's how you channel a product towards a person or a specific, more so a specific group of people. But what I've learned here is that there's a lot of stuff behind it. It's not one really specific thing. There's so many ways and mediums to achieve the goal of marketing. And it's really about the people and what they do and their ideas behind it.
Like the customers' people or the people putting together the marketing campaign?
Oh, no. The people putting together the marketing. They're gotcha, the ones gotcha. That come up with all the ideas of how to actually achieve the goal.
Yes. Got it. Carter.
Yeah. Like what Ben said, there's so many different steps to marketing. Like there's so many different things that have to be done, you know, to get the end result, you know, which is like selling a product or service to someone. Yeah, you know, and like remember when you talk about the funnel, you know, you have like first at the top, you know, you have a bunch of people, like the ads reach like a ton of people, but as you go down, like it's just like you actually sell, like there are all these steps that kind of, I guess, kind of single people out who actually want the product. And so that's kind of what marketing is. It's just finding that the people that actually want your product and selling that product to them.
Yeah, that's great. The marketing funnel was a fun piece. That's one of my favorite things to talk to people about who have never thought much about marketing or engaged with marketing before. Ben, do you have any thoughts on the marketing funnel?
I do. And even just today, we were looking at one of the campaigns we ran throughout our time here. It was interesting to see the actual numbers. It looked like about maybe 5% of the people, 10% of the people, somewhere in that range, actually went through towards the website. And at that time, that seems like such a crazy high amount in my head, but also at the same time, it seems low. I have two different thoughts of how many people actually follow through on ads. And it's just interesting to see the actual numbers.
Yes, I agree. And so there's something we haven't gone into because we haven't jumped into what you just talked about, but there's like industry benchmarks for those numbers. So for example, I think the number you're talking about was the amount of people who clicked on the ad that saw the ad. So what percentage of people? So you divide clicks by reach and it gives you your click-through rate, which for industry-wide is about 2%. Wow. Which sounds like a really low number. But whenever you start talking about millions of people, 2% adds up pretty quickly. So I don't know the actual percentage from it in there, but if we were around 5%, then that would be a really good benchmark. But typically whenever you're in meetings and somebody says 5% of anything, you're like, oh man, that's not very much. Like what about the 95% or for the benchmark, the 98%? So that is an interesting thought. And I think I remember being surprised by how low those percentages were the first time that I engaged with them too. Okay, I'm gonna shift to the next question. Are you guys okay with that? Carter, you go first this time. Okay. Carter, what you were working on this summer, you had a client and you had their goal, which was essentially revenue, which is the goal for any marketing campaign.
It's expanding the word of the houses.
Yep. So it's why we say we're marketing with the bottom line in mind, because the bottom line means a company's profit, like what they're making, how they're making money. Okay. So if you're executing something in marketing and it's not resulting in making more money, then it's probably not a good marketing spend, right? So a few things that you've done marketing with the bottom line in mind is you've set up Facebook ad campaigns, you set up an email funnel, you automated emails, you set up a website with clear call to action and design, you helped create a logo, and you set up social media accounts.
Yeah.
Is there anything that stands out to you from all of those things that you've done that is something that you learned that you didn't know before you came here?
Well, I definitely have noticed, you know, how everything is so, like, closely linked together. So you can go from the website to the accounts, like the social media accounts, and the social media accounts, they just make it really easy to know kind of like everything about the business, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, it's just like very closely linked together, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, everything's connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, which wasn't necessarily the case very long ago. Technology's really helped us be able to connect things and connect people in ways that have never been possible. It's pretty cool. Ben, what did you learn this summer?
I've learned so much. It's honestly been amazing. I would say one of the first things I learned is you took me through the whole marketing funnel, the whole marketing process, which was interesting to learn. But we didn't spend too much time on that, which I enjoyed, because immediately hopped around into something that I thought I may have had an interest for, which was creating graphics and then distributing them. But it's a totally different process than when you learn in school, because these graphics actually have a purpose. They're not so intent on the design focus. Of course, you have to have good design to reach anyone. That's just the basis. People notice bad design. They don't necessarily notice good design. Some people do, but it's not necessarily the focus.
Yeah, yeah. So I think what you're saying there too is funny. So in marketing, you want to be noticed, but you also want to be trusted. Being noticed and not trusted is not a good thing. So I think that's where design comes into play.
Yes.
If you see something and it looks good, it's visually appealing, you don't notice that they designed it, but you build trust with people whenever you show a professional look, if you're going for a professional look. But yes, that is interesting. So you jumped in and you created some graphics in a software called Canva. Is that the first time you ever worked in Canva?
Oh, yes, it was the first time I worked in Canva. I've done a few things in Illustrator and InDesign before, but it was really awesome watching a professional graphic designer do their work for several clients during the time. But I also...
Shout out to Hudson.
Yeah, shout out to Hudson. Major shout out. But one thing that was... One other thing we did a lot of was podcasting, and it's funny that we're doing that now, but... I didn't know I'd be interested in this at all, but it really sparked an interest in me in all of it, the creation of it, the research that goes behind every podcast, and even the distribution that comes out at the end. So from this experience, what I'm thinking I'm going to do now in college is trying to sign up or apply for the local radio station.
Oh, cool.
Through the campus. It's through the campus.
That's awesome. Is it a campus-only radio or for the whole town? Forgive me, I forget the name.
Where it's Eugene, Oregon. Okay. But it's the campus radio, but you're using an actual live, I believe it's 98.7 or something like that.
Cool.
And they even have online broadcasts, so you can listen through, I think, Spotify, Apple, and even their website. So.
Nice. That's awesome. That's pretty cool. I didn't know you were thinking about doing that because of this. That's cool to learn. Okay, I'm going to shift over to the question number three. This one was not one, you know, that we asked in the first episode or the first half of this episode. We asked, what role does websites play? I don't think our knowledge or we haven't learned anything that makes us think of websites too much differently than we did at the beginning. So my question is, have you noticed at all in these last 2 months being marketed to have you seen any marketing that you've been like, oh, they're doing this or they're doing this? Like, has anything changed with how you are marketed to now that you understand a little bit of how marketing works? Ben, you go first.
I definitely have seen a slight difference. It's nothing too noticeable. But even with websites slightly, it's interesting to... This experience has given me a different perspective on websites. The website itself isn't necessarily... It has two aspects, is what I'm trying to say. There is the one aspect that it's your kind of main central place for your product, your idea. And then the other aspect that it's really trying to sell you something. There's an ad call to action, and the website wants you to take action. I think I've noticed that a lot more, the call to action.
Yeah, and now you'll even notice good websites from bad websites. Anytime you're on a website and you're like, well, what do I do? That they're missing something. And the way that they can improve is by having a clear call to action. That's awesome. Carter, have you noticed being marketed to at all? Any games or apps or commercials, anything?
Well, I definitely notice, you know, on websites, you know, like they always point you to the same direction, which is buying their product. Like they try really hard to show you like where it is and how to buy it, and they try to make it as simple as possible, which I think is pretty smart. Yeah, because if it's hard to get a product, then you're probably just gonna go somewhere else and get another product. So.
Yeah, that's great. Simple, clear communication is critical to all marketing. Anything confusing or complex is a no-go. There's this guy, Donald Miller. He wrote a book called Story Brand. And in there, he talks about how we actually burn calories whenever we think and have to make a decision. Like, it uses energy. You could do the math on it to say how many calories you burn making a decision. So the brain is processing and burning calories all day long. And the more calories you burn, the more your brain's going to try to optimize and stop burning calories there and burn calories elsewhere. So using clear communication and clear calls to action actually, like, psychologically and energy levels wise, makes it easier for somebody to buy your product, which is pretty interesting. I think that's kind of what you were talking about there, Carter. Okay, so this is the last question on all of our podcasts that we do. And it was the last question last time. We're going to ask it again, which is, why is marketing important? Carter.
Well, I mean, it's essential for selling your product and getting people to know about it. Without marketing, no one's going to buy your product, and you don't really get anywhere. So it's very important. And there's so many different ways to do marketing. Yeah, like we talked about websites, ads, maybe even like, well, yeah, there's just so many different ways. And like, you can target them to specific people who actually want your product. So that's also really cool.
Yeah, no doubt. Ben.
I think my thoughts on this haven't really changed, but I think what I have changed in is, what does marketing do? It stimulates the entire economy. Without marketing, I think about it in the terms of, without marketing, where would we be, right? We wouldn't have nearly as much development as we have now, or even just global connections and, you know, just the economy or inventions or whatnot. I'm kind of going in circles with that, but I think it's easier to look at what we don't have with marketing, or if marketing didn't exist, what our development would be as a species versus where we are today.
That's really intriguing. Where do you think we would be today? Or let's do this. Where do you think we'd be in 1 year if everybody just stopped marketing?
I think the economy and just development overall would be just way less. It wouldn't be at the level it is today. Things would still happen and things would still get done. Marketing's not keeping society alive per se, but it's stimulating it.
Yeah, that's a really great way to think about it. I haven't put those words or ideas together before, so it's really insightful. Love it. Okay, Carter, Ben, thank you so much. It almost sounded like I was going to say Carter Benson. Carter, Ben, son. Ben and Carter, thank you so much for being a part of the Uplink marketing team this summer. It's been really fun having you guys in the office. I told Ben earlier, it brings a new energy whenever you have people coming in with ideas that we don't come up with, or seeing things with a fresh perspective is always really helpful. So we've really enjoyed having you here. Do you have any closing remarks for the first podcast that we'll ever publish with your name on it?
I'd say just thank you for this opportunity. It's been a great summer. I've learned a lot. It was fun coming in and learning, which learning always or isn't always when you're forced to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
I mean, yeah, I'm really glad that I came here because, you know, I met a lot of nice people, and this will definitely help me in the future. So thank you.
Yep, no problem. All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Uplink Marketing Podcast. We have a free marketing assessment available on our website right now, uplinkmarketing.com/free. You don't even need to give us your email address. Just click download and discover if you have any marketing gaps to fill. If you're listening to this, we're guessing you understand that marketing is important. When your marketing system is healthy and working together with the other parts of your business, it fuels profitable, sustainable growth. A healthy marketing system adds value to the business by effectively communicating to the right people at the right time. How do you know if this is happening or not? Growth. That's why Uplink Marketing approaches marketing with your bottom line top of mind.
My name is Benjamin Seegers, and thank you for listening to the Uplink Summer Intern Podcast.